Frank, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Can I call you Frank, or is there some kind of an honorific with the county clerk position?
Oh, that's perfect. Frank is perfect.
Okay, great. So you have been county clerk in Rensselaer for quite a long time.
I have.
I think a lot of people don't know what a county clerk does, and I figured you'd be the best person to describe it. Can you tell our listeners what the county clerk does?
Sure. The county clerk is responsible for all the land records for the county, such as deeds, mortgages, judgments, maps, court filings. We have military discharges. We do notaries. We do passports, pistol permits. We record divorces. And in addition to that, some county clerks in New York State have DMV services. There are 62 counties in New York State. 51 county clerks also have DMV services. As a matter of fact, I started as the deputy county clerk. I was there for 11 years, and I worked at the DMV as the deputy.
What's the most important issue you think you face as the county clerk?
In responsibility for all the land records, we create history every single day. I mean, when you look at the records that we have here, we had it from the beginning of the county's start right up until today. And every day we create more history and more history. So it's the responsibility to keep all those records, make them available to the public. And that's our big responsibility.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit New York, I imagine that your office had to go through a number of changes to meet the needs of the residents of Rensselaer County. Can you talk about what you did to transition and how your administration fared?
Yeah, I think we did a fantastic job, whether it be with the county executive's approval or just the employees in our office. Everybody stepped up. People are still buying homes. They still need to record deeds. There's still proceedings for courts. Everything is still coming through our office. So it was a challenge, but we stepped up to the plate. We did a great job, and I commend all my employees. I thought we did a great job with it.
Did the adaptations that you had to make you think about how your office needs to modernize? Have you given any thought to modernizing the way that the county clerk operates?
Actually, we have. In the county clerk side, we're doing a lot of electronic stuff. We do electronic recordings, electronic filings. So some of that stuff, there's no longer the need for someone to stand at the counter to record a document. And that's it's a big part, and it's an important part. As far as the DMV side, we made some major changes. And like I said, I was a deputy for 11 years. I think the DMV side, it was to our benefit. COVID really, we made some changes. And actually, I think it's the best it's ever been. We no longer allow the big crowd to come into the office. We have the social distancing spots. And if there's enough room, there's a spot, you can come in. If there's not, you're outside. You're no longer allowed to come in and crowd the office. So that we made some major changes, all for the benefit of our office and the benefit for the employees.
Are the changes that you've made, are you planning on continuing them beyond this public health emergency?
Most definitely. Like I said, I believe all the years I've been here, it seems to be the best it's ever been. And we made some great changes. The public is thrilled with it. We have had no backlash from the public. They like the idea of not allowing everybody into the office. It used to be a family event, even for coming into the clerk's office. If you were coming in to bring, whether it be passports or whether coming in for a notary, pistol permits, people seem to bring their whole family with them like it's an event. And that same way is the DMV. Well, we no longer allow that. Now we allow, as you're coming in to do a transaction, you come in, everyone else has to stay out. So it really cut down on the amount of people coming into the office, and all for the benefit of us.
Are there services that are available online now that weren't before?
Well, there are. There are a lot of DMV services that are online now. You can do a duplicate title. You can renew a driver's license. You can do almost anything. You can take a permit test without coming in. So they made those services easier for the public. The public is really taking advantage of that now, big time.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Frank J. Marola, Rensselaer County Clerk. Mr. Marola has served in his role since 1998 and is seeking a fourth term in this role. Frank, what did you do before you became county clerk? You seem to really enjoy this work. Did you come from, I know you mentioned your DMV background, but what else in your background led you to this position?
I was a small business owner, actually only about four blocks from where I sit right now. I owned a little Italian deli. I owned a ice cream shop. I had an alarm system business. So I was a business person. And I think with the county clerks, and I think most of us, what it is, it's county clerks is really about customer service. And I think I learned that over the years, being a small business owner, that customer service is the most important thing. And I think that's what we built this office on. All the employees are customer service oriented. That's the biggest part. I always feel like you could teach someone to do anything, but you can't teach people how to be good at the counter and deal with the public. And I think that's our forte. That's what I've always run on. And that's why I think I've been very successful at it.
When you mentioned that more and more services are now available online, are you concerned about data privacy as more and more functions of local government go online?
There's so much out there. I'm not really concerned. I mean, the state's got a great system, and we have a great system here. IQS is our vendor. They do a great job. They have the majority of county clerks doing business with them, and I think they do a great job with that. I'm not really concerned with it at all.
I'm curious about whether there are areas of discretion that a county clerk has, and whether that discretion is ever exercised in a way that's motivated by a particular political perspective. Do you find that there is discretion in your job?
You know, what's unusual with a county clerk, like I said, it's just we're responsible for land records. We don't have any case where we go in and we vote for or against anything. It's a simple solution. You're coming in, you're recording a mortgage, or you're looking for a map. Everything there is cut and dry. So there's no Republican versus Democrat. We don't have any stance on that. It's very simple. And I think that's the part I actually enjoy. Although you have to be elected to be a county clerk, I also think there really is, once you're elected, I don't think there's anything that has anything to do with a Republican versus Democrat, one party versus the other. We give good customer service to anyone that walks in through the office. There's no deed that says somebody's a Republican, or no deed that someone says they're a Democrat. It's just they record deeds and mortgages, pistol permits, and I like that part of it.
When you are not fulfilling your duties as the county clerk, and when you're not out campaigning, what do you do for fun? Where can we find you relaxing in the area?
Well, you would find me relaxing. I have 8 grandchildren and another one on the way. And my biggest part is I love being with my family, local family, and that's the part I enjoy.
Where can we find your family
in the area? In the area of North Greenbush. We reside in North Greenbush. I was born and raised in Troy. And like I said, I had a business just a couple blocks from where I sit, which is in the Troy office. But we live in North Greenbush for the last 30 or 35 years, which is not far from the city limits. We're all kind of local, so it's nice.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I feel like we need a really good Italian deli around here. So I'm sad I wasn't around when you owned your business, but I'm very glad to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.